real knotty or chipped or whatever. So it's columbar, so I don't know if that's why I associated it with something else as undesirable.
Okay. Did we talk about orphan calves and lambs?
Yes.
What was the name for that?
Pinko. For the, but the other term was the one I disliked.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we talked about that. did you... Talked about that. Do you have any sycamore trees around here?
Not to my knowledge.
What about... did a pretty good job here. There was, like I said, one thing I missed. What do you call somebody who, or oftentimes if somebody like tells jokes and, or laughs at your jokes or whatever, you'll say he has a good sense of
humor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have at least one son.
Yes, I have two.
Okay. And but the one's married.
Yes.
Okay. Before they were married, your son and his now wife, what was her relationship to him?
She was his girlfriend.
Okay. And then fiancé, I suppose?
Fiancé, yes.
Okay.
Eventually.
Okay. Did they ever go to dances and prom and stuff like that?
No proms, because they met after high school, but
okay.
Yeah, they've been to dances since.
Okay. I was wondering what the if the, you had a name for a person who would take someone to a prom.
Hmm.
If a word comes to mind.
Just a date.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use the word escort like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes. Although around here, if you hear the word escort, it has derogatory, such as escort service or such as.
Something you probably don't have around here
yeah.
too much.
Well,
but,
you may be surprised.
I guess I would be. All right, here's the part that I just totally missed. Do you ever use an expression when you don't feel too good? You'll say, I'm sick. You just have like a stomach ache. You'll say,
mm-hmm.
you're sick to your stomach
mm-hmm.
or something.
Yeah.
What's
my stomach hurts. Little kids will say tummy ache or belly ache or...
Okay.
Around here, but
what is that? There's a bunch of ways people say that, though, that are a little different. Do you know how you would most naturally say the sick and the stomach?
Most of the time, when I get real sick and I'm that sick, I say, I just want to puke. But
okay.
I guess I don't know what you're...
Okay. Well, people will say, I'm sick to my stomach, or sick at my stomach,
mm-hmm.
or sick in my stomach. Just one of those,
sick to my stomach.
That sounds more
uh-huh.
natural to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you speak a lot, and I was feeling a little this way yesterday, and your throat's kind of, and the way you talk is called what?
I don't know. You get a sore throat, or you get a little bit froggy, or
okay.
Dry.
Okay. Do you ever use the term horse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that pronounced just like the animal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The way I say it is.
Okay. And there's a thing that people get with their joints where they get bad.
Arthritis?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's what I have.
That's the thing that you mentioned that made me realize that I missed a part of this. Are there other things that people call that that you know?
I guess it would depend on where exactly. Sometimes you hear bursitis or tendonitis or...
Yeah. Do you ever hear rheumatism?
Rheumatism.
Is that something like that?
Older people, when it's damp, when it's kind of damp, they complain of rheumatism.
Okay. You ever hear people call it Arthur or anything like that?
No. Just arthritis.
Okay. And there's a condition you get when your appendix hurts.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?